And joining us today is Chelsea Slowbay, a Dunedin vegan who had her fantastic chocolate pineapple upside down cake featured by a recipe website called Kiwi Faves. The website for Kiwi Faves describes itself as such. Kiwi Faves is about showcasing the unique stories and food ideas of everyday New Zealanders. If you think you've got a top Kiwi breakfast, lunch, dinner or snack idea using homegrown produce and products, we'd love to hear about it. By entering your story here, you'll have the chance to be celebrated on national TV, and who knows, if you have a great food idea, you may become New Zealand's next Kiwi favourite. Chelsea's cake is currently the highest rated recipe, and it's vegan! I found out about Chelsea after she was recorded by Kiwi Faves, and her video went viral around the New Zealand vegan community. It's fantastic to see a proudly vegan recipe get such recognition. Chelsea's story is similar to the American chef Chloe, who won a cupcake contest with her vegan cupcakes, propelling veganism into the spotlight back in 2010. The idea that vegan food could taste better than non-vegan, wow, that was mind-blowing for much of the mainstream mindset. Chelsea, thank you very much for sharing such a great recipe.
It's always an absolute pleasure.
How did you decide to make your vegan chocolate pineapple upside down cake recipe?
Well, I saw the Kiwi Faves website, and one of my friends entered in a recipe, and she got to be on TV as well. And I have a food blog, and I'm very much a foodie, and I'm baking, so I thought, well, if she can do it, so can I. And so I wanted to make something healthy, because I study human nutrition and really into having healthy food, and also vegan as well. And I had heard of black bean brownies, which are one of my favourites to make. And I love that they've got lots of protein in them, as well as being a treat food. And so I thought about making a black bean chocolate cake. And one of my favourite recipes growing up was a pineapple upside down cake. And since becoming vegan, I thought I'd kind of adapt it and change it a wee bit. And also add a bit of a kiwi spin with the chocolate and pineapple, like a pineapple lump. And so the cake was born.
Oh, great. And would you like to share your food blog, Chelsea?
Yes, it is called Healthy Chelsea, and it's .blogspot.co.nz.
Oh, great. Thank you. healthychelsea.blogspot.co.nz. Thank you. It looks a wonderful website, and I'll be sure to check it in the future.
Thank you.
How long have you been vegan for, Chelsea, and what was it that made you decide to be vegan?
Well, I've only actually been vegan for a couple of months. I became a vegan in about August, October of last year, and I'd been a vegetarian for about 1.5 years before that, and I had seen a food blog called Oh She Grows, and it's an amazing vegan food blog, and it kind of just made me realise that vegan food can be absolutely amazing, and you can really eat whatever you like. You've just got to kind of change the science around where you get things from. And so that kind of opened my eyes a wee bit about what vegan food was like. And then, because I was a vegetarian, I looked on lots of vegetarian food blogs. I came across quite a few vegan food blogs, and they kind of influenced me in ways of going vegan and about, you know, where our food comes from and how it gets to our plates, how, you know, baby calves have to die and baby chicks have to die, and what it does to the environment. And so that got me thinking a bit. And then there was a Eco Green Week at the uni, and one of the groups put on a documentary called Vegucated. And just after watching that, I just made my decision. I just knew from then I had to be vegan.
Oh, great. So did you find Vegucated a good documentary?
Oh, it was fantastic. Absolutely amazing. It's really good.
Were you nervous about entering a vegan recipe into the competition? And did you think that you might be discriminated against because vegan cakes do not include yummy ingredients like pig's blood and unicorn hoof clippings?
I wasn't too nervous about entering it because Some food just accidentally vegan, like Oreos. So I thought, it would be really good for the appeal for being dairy and egg free for people who are intolerant. And I did have suspicions whether I might not get chosen because Goodman Fielder, the main company behind Kiwi Faves, also owns brands in bacon and butter and dairy as well. So they might think promoting veganism would not want people to buy their products. So I wasn't too sure, but I was amazed that I got picked. It was such a dream come true.
Oh, great. In your featured video, you look so confident while being recorded for television. Were you nervous at all about demonstrating your vegan recipe?
I wasn't too nervous. I was really excited. The filming was fantastic. It was really casual and it wasn't scripted or anything. So I basically had to go in and just make the cake and talk to Aaron, who was the presenter. And the film crew and the director were absolutely lovely. And they just occasionally stopped me if they wanted me to say something again or to get a close up. But it was all very relaxed. You didn't feel like you were being filmed or put on the spot or anything. So, yeah, that was really cool.
Awesome. With such a great response to your veganized recipe for a chocolate pineapple upside down cake, do you have any more Chelsea's confectionery concoctions to share with the country?
Oh, I think I have a few up my sleeve. It was my flatmate's birthday recently, and she wanted a lumberjack cake, which is basically like an applejack cake with a coconut topping. And I love veganized recipes, it's one of my favourite hobbies. And I couldn't find any vegan versions of this cake, so I just thought, well, I'll just veganize it. And that's on my blog. And so that went down really, really well. And what else have I made? For Easter, I made these little chocolate chip cookie dough truffles, which is basically just chocolate chip cookie dough, and you dip it in melted chocolate. And to put a bit of an Easter spin on it, I made little crosses with vegan white chocolate, so little hot cross buns.
Oh, excellent. They look very good at indeed. I can see them on your website, healthychelsea.blogspot.co.nz. Well, thank you very much for your great vegan recipe, Chelsea, and I'm looking forward to seeing more recipes on your blog and keeping up with all the great ideas you have and veganizing recipes, making non-vegan foods vegan. I think that's a great hobby to have. So thank you.
Yeah, it's so pleasure. I just love it so much.
Thank you for allowing me to interview, and thank you for making people all across New Zealand and perhaps the world be able to see veganism in a really positive light. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Okay, thank you.